Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends, and happy Solemnity. We're celebrating the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the miracle that God worked in her life to prepare her to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. What a unique privilege. What an absolutely unique privilege. I want to just share some of the thoughts the Catechism gives us about the Immaculate Conception today as we celebrate that reality. We're so grateful for what the Lord has done, what He's done in Our Lady, the Queen of Heaven and Earth, His Mother, and He honored His Mother and Father. He's a good son, so to speak, who fulfills the commandment, honor your father and your mother. And we know that Our Lady received these graces, and really the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus is applied to her life by the miracle of the Father. Catechism describes it, the Immaculate Conception, this way. Paragraph 492, it says, the splendor of an entirely unique holiness by which Mary is enriched from the first instant of her conception. So the Immaculate Conception is not Jesus' conception, but it's Mary's conception, that the fathers of the church, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, come to the full understanding that Mary, who is the mother of Jesus, and Jesus shares in her life, that she's preserved from the stain of original sin, so she would not pass it on to our Lord, which is inconceivable. And so, by the grace of God, she's preserved from that stain of original sin from conception. And that grace, the Catechism says, comes wholly from Christ. She's redeemed in a more exalted fashion by reason of the merits of her Son. The Father blessed Mary more than any other created person in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, and chose her in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before Him. So that's the pathway. She's the first disciple, and the grace on her life, in her life, is unique for that reason. But what's so clear is that this is not something that Mary acquired on her own. She was given this gift, and it comes wholly from Christ. Sometimes people get confused, and they think that somehow the Catholic Church is trying to say Mary and Jesus are somehow on the same level, same par, that Jesus is both God and man. Jesus is the God-man. Mary's a human being. She's a creature. She's not divine in any way, even now in heaven. She's the Queen of Heaven and Earth, and she's sharing in the glory of her Son, and she has particular missions from the Lord Jesus that she's fulfilling in time and will in all eternity. But she's the first disciple. She's the most loyal follower of her Son. But everything that she has and possesses right now, she's received from the Lord. It was the death and resurrection, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, the shedding of Jesus' blood on the cross, His death on the cross, His defeat of sin and death, His rising from the dead into glory. This work of Jesus was applied to her life at conception. So she was preserved, as we said, from the stain of original sin. She's the mother of the firstborn of a new creation, of Jesus our Lord. It's really fitting that we remember her and we give thanks. She's the Queen of Heaven and Earth. Remember, we're a communion of saints. The body of Christ is those who are in heaven with the Lord, those who are in purgatory being purified, and those who are baptized into Jesus here on earth. We are one body in Christ. We're united. The saints intercede for us. The saints are living signs of where our life is headed. Our Lady is uniquely profound intercessor before the throne of her Son on our behalf. We're a family. She's like the mother of that family, right? And we follow her, as St. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. We can say the same of Our Lady. Imitate Our Lady as she imitates her Son. Walk in her footsteps as she walks in His. Right from the beginning, the angel Gabriel came and announced that she was conceived by the Holy Spirit, would bear a son. His name would be Jesus. He brings salvation to the world. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And she said, "Not my will be done, but yours be done, O Lord." That's exactly what Jesus said as he was going to Calvary. There was a moment where he prayed in the garden, "Father, let this cup pass from me." But no, ultimately, what was in the heart of Jesus, the faithful Son, was, "Not my will, but yours be done." It's exactly what Our Lady was saying. "I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word." That's a great prayer for all of us. And I think a prayer most pleasing to Our Lady and to the Lord, and a great way to honor her on this solemnity. As we examine ourselves today, we celebrate. This is a day of celebration. It's a triumph to rejoice in the glory and the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, as that victory is manifested in the first disciple, in our mother. But to examine ourselves today and ask the question, is there anything I'm holding back from the Lord? Is there anything in me that I'm clinging to, that I don't want to let go of, that's somehow resisting the work of God in me? Is there some way I'm holding back? Is there some way I'm keeping my options open, so to speak, instead of going all in with the Lord? Mary's praying for us today, as are all the saints, cheering us on to make the decision to be all in. And for years now, I've thought about, I don't know how, maybe 20 years ago, I was sitting in my living room praying early in the morning, reading my Bible, and just thinking about what it meant to be a disciple, to follow the Lord, and trying to put my life, be honest about where my life was at. And I had this image, and the Lord was trying to speak to me, and I had this image of sitting at a poker table. And I was at one side of the table, the Lord was at the other side of the table. And he's looking at me, and I've got my chips right in front of me, and I got my cards in hand, and he's looking at me, and he's saying, "What's your play?" And in the context of it, I felt like he was saying, are you all in or not, right? And I threw a couple of chips in, you know, off the top of the stacks, so to speak, like throwing the Lord a bone a bit, and saying, I'm for sure partway in. And the Lord looked at the stacks and looked at me with eyes of love, but piercing right through me in my heart, saying, "Okay, Peter, if you want what I want for you, you have to trust me. And to trust me means you need to go all in. And to take those chips and put them all in the middle of the table and bet everything on the Lord." That's the place Mary was at. She said yes to things she couldn't even explain to anybody what had happened to her. She had no idea where it was all going to go. And she was like a nomad of faith, like Abraham, even her father in faith. But even in a more profound way, she became a nomad of faith, of radical abandonment and trust to God, despite what it would bring to her, the difficult position it put her in. Each one of us are called to follow in her footsteps. Again, as we follow in the footsteps of all the saints, this is the transaction that needs to be worked in every life. This is what Advent's about, friends. It's about seeing, oh yeah, I get it now. I understand. I have to remember God entered the world, and he entered the world for a reason, to bring us to salvation in a relationship with the Father. And that relationship is a whole and a full relationship. It's living. It's a family covenant. It's all in. And the battle we often have, friends, is we want to give the Lord a little bit, you know, just to make sure. Maybe you need to buy a little fire insurance in case the whole eternal reality is real. But we hold back. And the only way to come into God's full provision for us, come into the promises that the Lord has given to us, is if we bet everything on those promises and that we're living with the Lord on a daily basis. It's really what it means to abide in the Lord. That's what Mary decided to do. She surrendered, and then she walked daily. And what did she do? she held all these things in her heart, in her core, and she talked to the Lord. She talked to the Father. She trusted the Father. She responded to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Her soul was quiet, still, humble, and her gaze was on the Father, and his gaze was on her. And she walked in obedience. The most amazing thing the world has ever seen was happening in a little town in Nazareth, and nobody knew what was going on. Everybody thought the big action was out there and all the Roman wars and the emperor coming and you name it, whatever it is, all the big stuff that always gets people's attention. And the most profound thing ever was hidden. It was hidden in an earthen vessel, but it was hidden in a heart that was humble and trusting, surrendered, calm as a result, faithful. This is what Our Lady witnesses to us and tells us this is your path. This is the path you're called to walk. And I can tell you, she's saying to us, I can tell you, he's trustworthy. Bet everything on him. Don't hold back. Give him your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, and your whole strength. This is what will determine your ultimate destiny. This is the way to fruit bearing in this world, that is coming into the fruitfulness that the Lord intends for us. This is the means by which we become a light to the world. When we walk like this, we're walking in confident hope, as we talked about yesterday. And the one who hopes, as Pope Benedict XVI said, the one who hopes lives differently. And hope is not just a wish or just summoning a positive attitude about the future. Hope is the anchor of the soul because it's based on a solid truth, a fact, an unchanging fact. It's not a feeling. And hope is a decision to believe, to walk in and to receive and to trust what faith has opened to us, the reality of what God has done. That's what Mary did. She put all her trust in him. She trusted in his word. She believed his promises. And then she followed his leadership. That's what we're called to do. And friends, we have to be careful with all the great distractions in the world. And all the ways in which we want to find some kind of satisfaction and fulfillment at a deep level that nothing in this world can give us, but the ache and the pain and the longing and the sadness and things that are in us can cause us to just keep doubling down and pursuing and trying to find the fulfillment on things that are limited, that are secondary, tertiary. They're lower than us. They can't produce it. But instead, Our Lady today, on this solemnity, this holy day, she communicates to all of us, I believe, to say, follow me as I follow my son. Trust him. Surrender to him. Put him in the first place. Let's do that today, friends. Let's prayerfully take some time at some point in the day today to just put your heart out there and say, Lord, please show me, Holy Spirit, where am I? Where's my heart? I want to learn to go all in. Help me do that, so I can bear fruit for your glory before you call me home. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.